All right, so welcome to another deep dive, everybody. Today, we're going to be tackling something that's been causing a lot of noise lately, and that's the cuts to the UK's winter heating allowance for pensioners.
Yeah, this is a big one.
It is. Specifically, we're looking at the cuts made under Keir Starmer's new Labour government. We've got a ton of stuff to go through today, you know, news articles, political commentary, even reactions from charities and unions. It's a lot, but hopefully, by the end of this, we'll have a better understanding of what's really going on here. Like, is it actually possible to balance the budget without, you know, leaving vulnerable people out in the cold? Literally.
Well, it's definitely a tricky situation. Because, yeah, it's more than just numbers, right? It kind of gets to the heart of what we expect from a government, like how they balance economic realities with taking care of people who need help.
So just to be clear, what the government's decided to do is to make cuts to these winter fuel payments.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only for pensioners who aren't already getting other benefits, like this thing called pension credit. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, so pension credit is what's called a means-tested benefit, meaning it's for folks with lower incomes, you know, who really need it. Unlike those universal benefits that everyone gets, pension credit is calculated based on your individual finances.
Okay, that makes sense. So how many pensioners are we talking about here, and how much money are they actually losing?
It's hard to say for sure. The numbers vary a bit depending on who you ask. But we could be talking about millions of pensioners losing anywhere from, I'd say, like £100 to £300 per year.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot, especially for people who are already living on a fixed income, right?
Exactly.
And the government's saying they have DE to make these cuts.
Basically, yeah. They're saying they inherited this massive deficit from the previous administration. We're talking upwards of like £22 billion.
Gosh.
Right. Imagine trying to run your household with that kind of debt.
Yeah.
Tough choices.
It's tough. But, I mean, couldn't you argue that it's kind of simplistic to just blame everything on the previous government? Like, what about all those other factors, like global economics or, you know, unexpected events?
You're absolutely right. It's definitely not that simple. The deficit is a super complicated thing with a whole bunch of contributing factors. You've got long-term trends like the aging population. You've got rising healthcare costs. And then, you know, you throw in more recent stuff like the pandemic and the energy crisis. So, yeah, while the previous administration certainly plays a part, it's definitely not the whole story.
Right. So the much bigger picture. Okay. So it's not just about pointing fingers, but let's get back to the, you know, the politics of it all. This decision to cut the heating allowance has definitely stirred up a lot of, well, strong feelings, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's really ignited a debate, especially because now you have the Conservatives led by Rishi Sunak seeing this as a chance to, well, attack Labour. Sunak's out there accusing Labour of putting union pay raises ahead of the needs of these vulnerable pensioners.
Okay, so the Conservatives are going for the classic blame game strategy. But it's interesting because this issue really does tap into Labour's, you know, traditional connection to unions, right?
Exactly. Historically, unions have been super important for Labour, like a huge part of their electoral success. What Sunak's trying to do is basically suggest that Labour is turning their back on their core supporters. And, you know, it's not just coming from outside the party either. There are folks within Labour itself who are questioning Starmer's decision.
Well, so Starmer's getting it from all sides.
Okay,
well, what about the unions? They must have something to say about all of this.
Oh, they definitely do. The unions, especially the big ones, have been very vocal about their opposition to these cuts. There have been motions passed at the Labour conference demanding that they reverse this decision. And you can definitely sense this tension building between Labour and their traditional allies.
Yeah, it's getting pretty heated.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, this isn't just some political game, right? There are real people who are going to feel the effects of these cuts. What are we hearing from charities in those groups that work directly with pensioners?
Groups like Age UK are really worried. They're saying these cuts could push, you know, potentially millions of pensioners deeper into poverty, especially with energy prices going up, as everyone knows. Age UK even estimates that something like 2.5 million pensioners could be pushed further into poverty because of this.
That's a scary thought. And it's not just the immediate financial hardship we're talking about here. I mean, increased poverty usually leads to all sorts of other problems, right? Like higher healthcare costs and more demand for social services, which puts even more strain on the budget.
Absolutely. It's like a domino effect. And we can't forget about the potential health risks either. Taking away heating support during winter, that's dangerous, especially for older folks. We could see more cases of hypothermia, respiratory illnesses, things like that.
Yeah. It's a chilling thought, literally. Okay, so we've got this kind of bleak picture emerging, but then there's this, like, plot twist. Didn't Scottish Labour take a different stance on this?
They did. Scottish Labour has actually said that they'll restore those winter fuel payments if they win power in their regional government. It's really interesting because it kind of shows you how UK politics works.
Yeah, it almost feels like there are two different Labour parties. So how does that even work?
Well, regional parties in the UK have some independence, which allows them to adjust their policies to meet the needs of their specific region. In this case, it seems like Scottish Labour is trying to show that they're different from the National Labour Party, maybe because they think these cuts won't go over well with the voters in Scotland. It really shows the tough spot that Starmer's in, right? Trying to keep everyone in the party happy while also appealing to, well, the rest of the country.
Makes sense. So let's really break down the arguments against these cuts. Why are people so fired up about this?
Well, the biggest worry is obviously increased poverty. As we were saying, these cuts could push a huge number of pensioners into poverty, especially those who are already struggling.
And that seems to go totally against what Labour said they'd do, right? During the campaign, I mean. Weren't they all about protecting vulnerable people?
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole thing so tricky for Labour. It makes it look like they're not keeping their promises, which, could really hurt them in the long run.
So not just a bad idea, but maybe bad for their image too. Okay, what else are people concerned about?
Aside from the money problems, there's the very real concern about health. Cutting off heating support during the winter, well, that's a recipe for disaster, especially for older people. We could see way more cases of hypothermia, respiratory problems, and even, deaths.
Yeah, that's a pretty dark thought. And I bet that would also lead to even higher healthcare costs, which ironically puts more strain on the budget they're trying to fix.
Exactly. It's like they're trying to solve a problem, but might just end up creating a bigger one.
This whole situation is so complicated. It's not just about numbers, it's about people's lives.
Right. It really shows you the tough decisions governments have to make. It's not just about balancing the books, it's about making choices that affect real people in very real ways.
Absolutely. So I guess the question is, what happens now? Where do things go from here?
Well, I don't think the pressure on Starmer and his government is going to let up anytime soon. I mean, the Conservatives will keep using this to attack Labour, trying to make them look out of touch, especially with pensioners, who, as you know, are a big voting bloc.
Right. And within Labour itself, I bet those people who disagree with Starmer, the voices are only going to get louder, especially if these cuts start to really hurt pensioners this winter. It's almost like they've created a no-win situation for themselves.
It does seem that way. And let's not forget about all the other parties, the ones not in power. They're probably watching this whole thing very closely, seeing if they can present themselves as, the ones who actually care about vulnerable people.
So, something that started as a decision about heating allowances is now like this huge political earthquake shaking up the whole system. Pretty wild.
It really is. This whole thing makes you think about where Labour's headed, what's going to happen to those social programs in the UK, and like you were saying, that balance between being practical with money and actually taking care of people. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
It is, yeah. It's easy to get caught up in all the political drama and who's saying what, but we can't forget that this is about real people's lives.
For sure. Those cuts are going to have a direct impact on how, millions of pensioners can heat their homes, how they stay healthy this winter.
Exactly. That's the stuff we have to keep in mind as we follow this story, the human side of things.
Well said. It's easy to forget that policies aren't just words on paper. They have real consequences for families and individuals all across the country.
This deep dive has really given me a lot to think about. Even in a country like the UK, which, is pretty well off, there are still tough choices to be made. And those choices, they always involve compromise.
Yeah, and like we were talking about earlier, sometimes those compromises have unintended consequences. It'll be fascinating to see how the government handles this growing pressure from all sides.
Well, one thing's for certain. This isn't going away anytime soon. We'll keep an eye on it and make sure to update everyone as things develop.
And in the meantime, it's good to just step back and think about what this whole situation says about us, as a society. What values are important to us? How do we take care of each other, especially when money is tight? This is a much bigger conversation than just one policy.
Yeah, it feels like we're constantly trying to find that balance, right? Between being responsible with money and making sure we're taking care of the people who need it most.
It's a tough one. And to your point, it kind of highlights how hard it is to find those solutions that really work in the long run. This isn't just a UK problem, though, you know? A lot of countries are dealing with these same issues. Aging populations, rising healthcare costs, and all those social safety nets getting stretched thin.
So it's like the UK is giving us a sneak peek at what other countries might have to face down the road.
Exactly. What's going on here could be like a warning sign for other governments. It's a reminder that there's no easy fix. Mm. Every decision has a trade-off, you know, and sometimes those trade-offs come back to bite you.
Okay, so we've covered the politics and how this affects pensioners.
Yeah.
But this whole thing brings up even bigger questions.
Right? Yeah.
About like what kind of society we want to be.
Oh, absolutely. It forces us to ask some really tough questions. Like, how do we take care of our older generations? How do we balance the needs of different groups, especially when resources are limited? These questions are way bigger than this one policy. They're about the promises we make to each other as a society.
It's a lot to wrap your head around. So let's put it back to you, the listener. If you were in charge, how would you try to balance the budget and still protect those who are most vulnerable?
It's a real challenge, isn't it? But hopefully this deep dive has given you a better grasp of just how complicated this issue really is. The different perspectives, the potential consequences. It's important to remember that what's happening in the UK right now is just one part of a much bigger story. And the decisions they make today will have a ripple effect for years to come.
Well, that about wraps it up for this deep dive. It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It has. And it's a journey that's far from over. This issue is definitely going to keep evolving, and it'll be interesting to see what happens next.
As always, we want to thank you for joining us. And remember, this is just the start of the conversation. Keep thinking, keep asking questions, and most importantly, keep engaging with the world around you. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.